In the studio joining me right now is the owner, promoter of Callaway Raceway, Mr. Galen Hassler, and good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on here today.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you on here. I like to talk about racing, and it sounds like you're doing a good thing over there at the Callaway Raceway. This is your first year as the owner and promoter of it, as I understand it. Just tell us how you got this idea and a little bit about what's going to be going on there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, my parents, Pamela and Dale Hassler, actually my father Dale is actually from Mexico. He graduated here in Mexico, and he had Dairy Queens growing up, and he also was a owner promoter of several racetracks in Mid-Missouri. So it kind of was in my blood, you know. I was like, well, this opportunity kind of presented itself to be the owner promoter of Callaway, and I said, well, let's take it on because, you know, a full-time body shop owner, I got enough time, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure,
so,
yeah. Right.
So yeah, it worked out a little bit in my favor, just kind of fell in my lap. But we're excited to bring Callaway Raceway back to the Mid-Missouri area. Friday night racing, I mean, it's just a key to success. You know, Mid-Missouri Friday night racing just sounds really good.
It goes hand in hand together, I think.
Yeah.
Where's this located at over in, it's in Fulton, right?
Correct. It's in Fulton. It's south of Fulton. It's on Route 405. If you go to our Facebook page, it's really easy to find the address. And actually, you type it into Google Maps, it takes you right to the facility. It's really great.
Will you have different divisions of racing? How will all this work?
Correct. We've got six classes, more on the championship side. So we've got late models, got USRA A mods and USRA B mods. We got Powerized Super Stocks, Powerized Pure Stocks, and the Hornet class. They won't all be racing every night. We've divided them up, kind of spaced them out, and seems like it's been really good for the drivers. Instead of having six classes every night, we divvied it up. The reason we did that is because we want to be done racing about that 10:30, 11 o'clock mark. We don't want to drag it on until 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning because, you know, most of our fans are family. So we want to get them in. We want to put on a good show. We want to have some entertainment and then have them go home and still have a good weekend. You know, that's the beautiful part about Friday night racing is you can still have a good weekend and still have an entertainment on Friday night. We'll just call it to kickstart your weekend.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Will you have concessions going on there too?
Absolutely, yeah. My girlfriend here, Contessa, she's been really helping me get the concessions up and running. But yeah, we are working on quality foods, and we're real excited to kind of have that shared all over the place. I'm excited about, you know, playing around with different recipes and stuff for burgers and stuff.
I hope you have funnel cakes. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But it'll be exciting to see what you get going there on the menu. Racers from all over the place, from Fulton, from Mexico, all over?
Yeah, racers are called. I mean, I've gotten messages from racers in St. Louis and Kansas City talking about coming down on Friday nights and racing with us. And I said, that's great. You know, let's go. Bring your big boy pants. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, I told them, I was like, these local racers around here, you know, that Fulton, Mexico, Lake Ozark area, even Columbia, I mean, we're some hardcore tough racers. So good luck.
Yeah, I would love to see that. You've had a little bit of an issue with the weather because you're trying to get some practices going on over there. But man, the rain's been kind of coming down on us as of late.
Yeah, the rain and then the freezing temperatures at night. And, you know, what was it, 2 weeks ago, we kept having every Thursday, you know, some random snowstorm. I'm like, all right, Mother Nature, you gotta cut it out.
Yeah, but, no doubt about that. Yeah. So the plan was to open up, have your opening night next week on Friday, but may not happen now because of the weather.
Yeah, we have scheduled practices last weekend. They got canceled due to weather. This weekend, it's probably going to get canceled tomorrow. Today canceled, but tomorrow's looking like it's going to cancel. And then next weekend's our opening night on the 22nd, but we really need cars on the track. So we're going to work with the race director and a couple other folks and try to make sure we're getting everything we need to get in place to make sure we have cars on the track to work that dirt in, because you have to work it in. You can't just go right into racing. So we might have to cancel the first night and turn it into a practice session and really work the cars.
People will still be able to come out and see that practice session though, right?
Yeah, practice session, it's $25 for the driver, $10 if you want to go to the pits. And if you want to come and watch the driver's practice, it's free for the grandstands.
Okay.
We won't have the concessions open, but at least you can come out, see the cars, see the facility. It looks a lot brighter and newer than it did before, so I'll tell you that. There's a lot of paint everywhere, And the track is looking really good. It's shaped up real nice.
If you're not able to do it next Friday, would it be the following Friday you'd get opened up?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah. It'll be every Friday night after that. I think we only had 2 weekends off. I can't remember the first date, but I remember the 4th of July weekend. We're not racing that weekend. It's family time for me. I've never really raced on 4th of July weekends, and I know there's a lot of tracks around. You can go down to Lake Ozark Speedway. I believe they're having a 4th of July special over there. We'd like to give them a shout out too, because me and Lake Ozark have been working really well together with our schedules.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Now, people want to know more information about this. You guys have a Facebook page out there?
Yes, Callaway, or the at Callaway Raceway. You know, search it up. It's real easy to find. We got a brand new cool logo on there. Go and follow that. We update that quite a bit, and we'll go Facebook Live a lot throughout the season. I'm pretty entertaining when it comes to doing Facebook Live stuff, so I get a little raw on it, but it'll be entertaining, and needless to say.
I am super excited for you to get this up and going. I want to say the best of luck and much success to you. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.